Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
When you improvise, what kinds of things are you thinking about?
So I'm thinking about timing. I'm thinking about phrasing and rhythm and good sound.
What would it sound like if somebody were just tap dancing and not really thinking about timing or guidelines? What would that sound like?
It would sound like a bunch of rocks falling down a staircase.
You're playing the role of Horacio Mendez, soldier, hero, time traveler.
Ugh, this is a cosplay thing? That's why you're rocking the G.I. Joe costume?
What is cosplay?
What kind of comic book nerd are you?
There were 18 newspapers in New York City at that time, and they were all filled with the news. Tchaikovsky's coming. The boat is here. Get your tickets.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. Kicking off this kid-friendly focused episode of Start Here is a podcast that's like candy for your ears. Award-winning musicians and hosts Andrew and Polly combine their loves of music and kids to bring you Ear Snacks, a fun-filled, family-friendly podcast about music, science, art, and culture. With catchy earworms and creative reimaginings of children's classics, your kids will always be hungry for Ear Snacks. They'll learn about alligator teeth, Morse code, and much more with the help of Andrew and Polly's catchy tunes, and they'll love every minute of it. Better yet, your kids can even be part of a show. Ear Snacks accepts submissions for each episode, so your little ones can even have the chance to participate in what will quickly become their favorite podcast. Go ahead and try out this clip from a recent episode of Ear Snacks titled Steps. The episode investigates steps, the ones you take when you walk, the ones you use when you go up, or the ones you use when you dance. Professional tap dancer Sarah Wright joins the show to help Ear Snacks find out what kinds of sounds a tap dancer can make. In this snippet, Sarah talks about the Tap Music Project. It's a collaboration she's doing with tap dancers and other talented musicians.
The Tap Music Project is my project that I started a few years ago in collaborating with live musicians and writing original music. This is very cool and hasn't really been done before in this way, in that the tap leads it all first, and then the melody is written based off of the tap rhythms.
How do you do that? What is the first step to composing a song based tap rhythms?
So check this out. So because I like to improvise and freestyle a lot, I will pretty much improvise a groove.
When you improvise, what kinds of things are you thinking about?
So I'm thinking about timing. I'm thinking about phrasing and rhythm and good sound.
What would it sound like if somebody were just tap dancing and not really thinking about timing or guidelines? What would that sound like?
It would sound like a bunch of rocks falling down a staircase.
Rocks!
Oh, hold on. Polly, a staircase! Staircases are made of steps, too!
Oh, that's right. Steps is one of those words. It's like, it's got one meaning and then it's got another meaning.
Yeah.
A flat surface, especially one in a series, on which to place one's foot when moving from one level to another.
Are there any steps where you live?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, there is downstairs and the upstairs and the outside. And down to your office.
There's something to go up and down.
My front door.
The museum.
They're really thin.
They were black and they're spiral.
Why do you think we need all those steps?
Can you imagine what the world would be like if there were no steps?
If there weren't any steps, it would just be underground.
But then how could we get up to high places?
Or down to low places?
Jump, dad, and daddy could lift us down.
Use a ladder, jetpack, or elevator.
Hang a rope! Put a hand on it and swing down like a monkey.
a sample of Ear Snacks with Andrew and Polly. Check out your kids' new favorite podcast, Ear Snacks, right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. New to Podcast Central this week is a children's audio fiction series that's fun, educational, and a surefire hit. It's called Time Storm. When 12-year-old twins Alexa and Benny Ventura are sucked into an interdimensional portal, they meet a distant cousin who presents them with an incredible mission: travel through time and uncover hidden moments from the culture's past. Along the way, they'll meet people from Africa, Europe, and the Americas who've left their mark on Puerto Rican heritage, only they're not in the history books. With immersive sound design and fun yet informative writing, your kids will have a blast following along on the adventure as the twins do all they can to witness, discover, and remember Puerto Rico's rich past. New episodes are published every couple of weeks. Check out this clip from the first episode of Time Storm, titled The Storm Part 1. Here the Ventura twins receive their otherworldly assignment from an unlikely character.
September 17th, 2017. Newark, New Jersey.
Dinner table rules, Benny.
What? I don't even have my phone. It's in my room.
The comic book.
Ugh, I was about to put it away. No one's even taken a bite yet.
How can you tell if your nose is stuck in one of those stupid comic books?
Better than the boring stuff you read.
Biographies aren't boring. Tell him, Ma.
Librarian, stay neutral. Pass the seltzer, please.
Oh, that storm sure is close.
Bueno, I'm just glad you're not scheduled to fly a plane in this.
Can we turn the air on?
You know the rules. No air conditioning after Labor Day. When I was growing up in Puerto Rico, we just cranked open the window. That's right. We didn't have the luxury of air conditioning. Your grandparents didn't believe in it.
Speak for your own side of the family, because you know my parents love them some aire acondicionado. Ever since Hurricane Irma hit the island, they've been keeping theirs running on a generator.
Imagine running a generator for a week and a half.
Can we run the air for a minute and a half?
Yeah, there. Windows open. Aye, grab the napkins!
I got a few. There go the rest. That's some wind.
Y se fue la luz.
What the heck just happened?
Some kind of tickling prank?
It worked!
Tremendous!
You must be disoriented. But there's no need to be frightened. I can't believe it. I've never summoned two people at the same time before. Figured I'd try it since you are twins. 12 years old, Benito and Alexa Ventura, right?
Who wants to know?
My name is Horacio Mendez. Somos primos.
Cousins? Yeah, right.
I've summoned aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and so many cousins.
You've got a big family. Great. Got a phone we can use?
I'm afraid there isn't one.
This is why we should be allowed to have our cell phones with us at dinner.
Cell phones don't work here.
Cool, a cockpit! Our father's a pilot, you know.
Where on earth are we?
Bueno.
Are we in a helicopter?
Technically, yes. Only, it's a bit different from other helicopters.
Our parents are not going to be happy when they notice we're gone.
When you return to them, it'll be as though you've never left. Time works differently here.
Wait a minute. Horacio Mendez? As in Lieutenant Horacio Mendez?
Indeed.
Oh, I get it. We're pretending we're inside the time storm. You're playing the role of Horacio Mendez, soldier, hero, time traveler.
Ugh, this is a cosplay thing? That's why you're rocking the G.I. Joe costume?
What is cosplay?
What kind of comic book nerd are you?
What do comic books have to do with me?
Take Back Time? The comic book? The one where Lieutenant Horacio Mendez is the main character?
I'm not playing a character.
But this set and your costume look just like L.J. Ortega's drawings.
L.J. Ortega?
The author of Take Back Time?
L.J. Ortega? Huh. A comic book artist. No me diga.
So you do know her?
I summoned her when she was a college student back in 1990.
1990? How old are you?
Wait a minute. You brought L.J. Ortega here in the year 1990.
Affirmative.
Then she wrote a comic book about what happened. And in that comic book, she drew you as she saw you back then, which is pretty much what you look like now because time works differently here.
Seems to be the case.
No way. We're in the time storm.
A what storm?
This isn't a set, and you're not an actor.
I was born in Guayama, Puerto Rico, in 1949.
Yep, I'm dreaming. I fell asleep at the dinner table, and I'm snoring into Maza arroz con pollo.
I once was like you, Alexa. Before the lightning strike, I would have insisted all of this was impossible.
Whoa.
Benny? Why do you look like you've seen a ghost?
LJ Ortega wrote about the lightning strike. In the comic book, you were presumed dead.
From the podcast Time Storm from Cocotezo Media. Get in on the adventure now with Time Storm, newly available on WVXU's Podcast Central Library. Now for a local podcast that continues to open kids up to the world of classical music. Cincinnati Public Radio's own Classics for Kids is the perfect place to get your kids interested in the fine arts. This youth-focused podcast shines a light on famous classical composers of the past, providing interesting historical background, technical music terms, and music facts that make classical music fun and exciting to listen to. Each month, a composer is featured, and your kids will learn stories about that composer, hear some of their famous pieces, and discover more about what makes up a classical piece. Here's a sample. There's a recent episode featuring renowned composer Peter Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky was featured all December long, and the episode details the concert conducted by the Russian composer to celebrate the grand opening of New York's famous Carnegie Hall.
In 1891, the most famous composer in the world conducted his music at the opening of a new concert hall in New York City. The composer was Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, and the hall was Carnegie Hall. Originally, it was known as the Music Hall, but since Andrew Carnegie, the millionaire who gave money to build so many libraries, paid for this place too, people started calling it Carnegie's Hall. Gino Francesconi is Carnegie Hall's archivist, in charge of keeping track of its history. Gino says when Carnegie Hall was finished, the people who built it wanted a really big name for the grand opening. Tchaikovsky was at the top of everyone's list, so they invited him.
And the most amazing thing was that he said yes. There were 18 newspapers in New York City at that time, and they were all filled with the news. Tchaikovsky's coming. The boat is here. Get your tickets.
While Tchaikovsky was in this country, he traveled, and he got inspiration for his ballet, The Nutcracker. Gino says Tchaikovsky sent a postcard to his brother saying,
"Dear Modest, I'm here waiting to change trains at Utica, New York, to get up to Niagara Falls, and Sugar Plum has just started dancing in my head."
According to Gino, it's impossible to list all the famous people who've performed at Carnegie Hall.
I usually tell people that it's easier to give you a list of the people who haven't been at Carnegie Hall. We've had over 8,000 premieres here since day one.
Like An American in Paris by George Gershwin. Even though so many compositions were first performed at Carnegie Hall, no one saved important pieces of the hall's history until Gino became the archivist in 1986. So there's another aspect to his job.
I'm sort of also like a detective, and I have to find programs and photographs and things that have gone missing.
One of the programs Gino was happiest to find was from the first performance of Antonin Dvorak's Ninth Symphony. The composer was there.
He was sitting in box 3, and I remember seeing a letter of his that said, "I think I'm going to call this piece From the New World."
Another great find was an autograph book that sat backstage for years. Gino says it's amazing to read all the signatures.
On one page, you'll see Sergei Prokofiev because he conducted his classical symphony there. And on the same page, you'll see John Philip Sousa.
And there's Leonard Bernstein, who became famous overnight by stepping in to conduct a live radio broadcast from Carnegie Hall when the scheduled conductor got sick. At the end of the program, Bernstein got a 10-minute standing ovation.
A sample of the ever-popular podcast Classics for Kids from Cincinnati Public Radio. Learn more about the history of classical music alongside with your kids. Classics for Kids. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's chart time, a look at the hottest podcasts in the country from Apple Podcasts as compiled by iTunescharts.net. Well, two newcomers topped the charts this week. First, from the creators of Sword and Scale, Dark Topic, and the West Side Fairy Tales comes the most terrifying audio experience you'll ever hear. 9 stories, carefully crafted, 1 year in the making, and beyond the limits of anything you could possibly imagine, based on actual events. The podcast is Monstruo. They say be prepared to take a journey, a tour of the world where the most horrible atrocities have occurred. That's our first of 2 number ones over the past week. The other is from a well-known and mostly beloved TV star and advice giver, Dr. Phil. Fill in the Blanks just debuted earlier this month. The focus of the podcast is on Dr. Phil interviewing a wide array of influential people from Jay Leno, Charles Barkley, Kathy Bates, Dax Shepard, Steve Harvey, and many more about their personal paths to success. His first episode features Shaq, and it's number one already on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.